This is a very deep-rooted problem. There's been insufficient investment in the education sector since the 1980s, and there's a huge backlog. But it's not simply a matter of building schools. You have to train teachers. You have to make sure that your existing schools are adequately maintained. Whilst in theory this sounds the most pressing need, I think that there are more pressing needs. We need to make sure that our existing schools, as I say, are maintained. You'll find many government schools where the chemistry labs have completely collapsed, and that really needs to be the priority before we start going to build a whole lot of more schools. Likewise, there's no point in building schools unless you have teachers who can staff those schools.
Do you think the government does not have enough resources to build these schools and it does not have enough teachers for staffing?
I have no doubt that if the program is to build 2,000 more schools, if we don't have sufficient teachers to fill those schools, absolutely no doubt about that. My concern about a project like this is that if we start handing out contracts for constructing schools, in my view, that is a completely inappropriate use of money. There's talk about the Chinese coming in to build our schools. The question I have is, why aren't we using Zimbabweans to rehabilitate our existing schools, which need painting, which need furniture, which needs the plumbing systems repaired? All of that can be done using Zimbabwean expertise. And we should not be entering into contracts with the Chinese to build new schools.
What do you think will be the best area to concentrate on to improve the education standards in the country if the teacher-pupil ratio is not of a major concern at the time?
The most important ingredient in any education system is the quality of teachers. The big question must be, have we got teachers who are motivated, adequately trained? Are they paid reasonably? And until we can answer that question positively, you can build as many schools as you like. Quite frankly, school buildings are secondary to a motivated teaching profession. So if the decision was mine, I would be investing a lot more in teachers themselves, in their conditions. For example, it's not just a matter of how much we pay them. Many of the houses that teachers have, especially in rural areas, are unbelievably bad. We are expecting teachers to live in squalor, and we need to direct resources to maintain those, to build adequate teachers' housing at existing schools before we start building new schools.